In this bulletin, Scott Morrison's new cabinet sworn in. Australian Navy pilots have reportedly been targeted with lasers in the South China Sea. And in tennis, six Australians through to the second round of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Scott Morrison and his ministry have been sworn in at Government House in Canberra. Many senior positions remain unchanged, but there are some exceptions, including the first Indigenous person to serve as Indigenous Affairs Minister, Ken Wyatt, and a designated Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The Cabinet also includes seven women, with Deputy Leader Bridget McKenzie becoming Australia's first female Agriculture Minister. Mr Morrison was the first to be sworn in.
I, Scott John Morrison, do swear that I will well and truly serve the people of Australia in the offices of Prime Minister and Minister for the Public Service, and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Australia. So help me God.
Meanwhile, Labor's opposition ministry hasn't been announced, but The Age newspaper reports that former Labor leader Bill Shorten wants to be either the opposition health spokesman or the opposition spokesman for the NDIS. It comes amid suspicions that he still harbours leadership ambitions despite his two election losses as leader. A legal challenge over misleading how-to-vote cards shared on Chinese social media platform WeChat could force a by-election in the marginal seat of Chisholm. Labor is preparing to launch a legal case in the Court of Disputed Returns over the how-to-vote cards, which instructed users in the Melbourne electorate to put a 1 next to Liberal candidate Gladys Liu. While the result is yet to be finalised, Ms Liu is nearly 1,400 votes ahead of her Labor rival Jennifer Yang and is set to make history as the first Chinese woman elected to the lower house. Australian Navy pilots have reportedly been targeted with lasers while completing exercises in the South China Sea. Scholar Yuan Graham says he witnessed an incident while on board a Royal Australian Navy ship where lasers were pointed from passing fishing vessels, which he believes were Chinese flagged. The interference caused the helicopter pilots to land as a precaution. China claims the strategic waterway virtually in its entirety and is sensitive to all foreign naval action in the area, especially by the US and allies such as Australia. One of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies, Johnson & Johnson, has gone on trial in a multi-billion dollar lawsuit by the United States state of Oklahoma. US prosecutors accused the firm of deceptively marketing painkillers and downplaying addiction risks, fueling what they call an opioid epidemic. In his opening statement, attorney Brad Beckworth described the epidemic as the worst man-made public health crisis in the United States.
This crisis is one that is far-reaching. It breaks up marriages. It rips apart families. It costs this country $500 billion a year. It tears apart our communities here in Oklahoma at the very seams.
The company denies wrongdoing and says it's marketed its products appropriately. It's the first of 2,000 cases brought by the state, local and tribal governments against pharmaceutical firms in the US. Amnesty International says most of its top leaders will leave the rights group this year after an external audit found a toxic working culture. The organisation, headquartered in London, will get rid of five of its seven-strong senior management team following the review, which was prompted by two staff suicides. The review found working at the organisation put employees under exceptional stress and that its efforts to support staff had been undertaken only when it was deemed necessary. To tennis now, and Bernard Tomic is being questioned over his lackluster performance against American Taylor Fritz at the French Open. The controversial Australian was knocked out by Fritz 6-1, 6-4, 6-1 in just 82 minutes. The world number 84, Tomic raced through his service games very quickly as his record on the French clay worsened to just 3 wins from 13 games. He spoke after the match.
Bernie, did you feel that you gave your best effort out there today?
I'm pretty sure I did. But, you know, surface is no good for me.
So where to next for you? What's the next event?
Well, I honestly have no clue. I go to the hotel, I'll see you. I have no idea what I'm playing, and I have no idea, honestly.
Other Australians were impressive on the court, including Jordan Thompson and Priscilla Hon, who progressed to the second round. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny today and 25. Adelaide, showers, 14. Melbourne, showers and windy, a top of 12. Hobart, showers developing, 10. Canberra, also showers, 10 degrees. Wollongong, windy and partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, also windy and partly cloudy, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.